Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
Welcome back to the Rick Unger Show. We have been fortunate to be joined for this entire hour by our friend Michael Steele, former chairman of the RNC and Maryland Lieutenant Governor. He is an MSNBC analyst, and he is, of course, the host of the Michael Steele podcast. And that's not when he's not DJing as Steele on Wheels. I've always got to get that in. I just can't help it. It has to be done. All right, Michael, let's look at what we're looking at as a nation as we head into 2021. Yes, we're all feeling good that the vaccines are arriving. That certainly gives us hope for a better year after this horrendous year. But you look at the statistics. You look at the fact that the labor participation rate is once again sinking as people are out of work. You look at the leisure and hospitality sectors, basically devastated. You look at 1 in 6 restaurants in the United States are either closed or either permanently or for the long term. 8 million more Americans have fallen into poverty since the COVID-19 thing began back in March. That reversed a years-long trend of falling poverty rates. It's pretty ugly when you look at the statistics that are taking us into the new year. What can we expect to do about all this?
This is going to be, I think, probably one of the hardest parts of all of this. And we can label everything you just described, Rick, as the recovery, because that's what we have to recover from. Our culture, our economy, our politics will, I believe, never be the same because of this year. This 1 year out of, you know, each generation or two, there is that event, that year, that something that dramatically changes the course of the country. And we can go back and pinpoint times, you know, where that was the case. I think 2020 will be such a year. And it really will say a lot about the challenge, not just because of the bad attitude that some people may have about Biden and, you know, their sycophantic relationship with Donald Trump, but even more deeply and more in the sinews, if you will, of the country, what it really will say about our desire to actually do better, be better, and recover. You've got millions of Americans who are jobless, and irrespective of the $900 billion, which is nothing, it's an insult to American families, that Congress, that was so profligate in its spending for right up to this crisis, decided at a moment of crisis, oh, we don't have the money, we don't have enough. Oh, that if you get $1,200, you know, you're just going to get fat and lazy off $1,200 worth of cheese from the federal government. It's such BS, and it's such, you know, I still firmly believe, Rick, that the country just needs to take out every member of Congress, unelect every last one of them.
I'm with
and
you.
Start over.
Even if you like, I so agree.
Even if you like them.
Even if you like them, take them out.
Just take this. You know what you say? You know what? Thank you for your service. Since you won't go away on your own, goodbye.
Yeah,
and
I
start
agree.
Over. If there's someone new who's running for Congress, you should just give them a shot, because I'm going to tell you, you'll be a damn sight better with someone with a newbie who doesn't know where the bathrooms are in the Congress than someone who does, because the people who are there now are not serving. So the realities for a lot of Americans is going to be a harsh one. And this recovery is going to be very hard. when part of the thing is, well, we need protection for companies who, you know, who basically screw people during COVID so they don't. You just acknowledge the fact that there are companies out there that have screwed people because of COVID, and you're trying to protect them. Meanwhile, they're unemployed. They're struggling to put food on the tables. They're juggling, you know, trying to hold whatever little business they have if they're business owners. And you're talking about protecting these conglomerates because, you know, what? So I there's a lot of reconciliation that goes back. So that's the other word. Selfish is the first word. The other is reconciliation. We're going to have to reconcile all of this in time. And how we do that, I think, will say a lot about how strong we'll be on the other side of it.
We are talking with Michael Steele, former chairman of the RNC and Maryland lieutenant governor. Michael, you know, listening to you talk, it reminds me of something that I think about, and that is, what becomes, as we get into 2021, of the Michael Steeles of the world? You said, and I certainly agree with you, that $900 billion as relief for COVID is kind of nothing. And I'm thinking, you know, this is a guy who was a pretty conservative Republican for most of his life and recognizes that we did not do enough to help people out here. What happens to the Michael Steele wing of the Republican Party?
You know, it is a very good question. I mean, I think your audience should know that, you know, as a conservative, as a Republican, I don't check my humanity at the door. I don't leave it outside the room.
Is that what's going to be the distinguishing feature between, we'll call it the Steele wing and the Trump wing?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. You know, we scoff at, and a lot of these, and I don't even really call them conservatives because they're not. I mean, these people aren't Republicans. They aren't conservatives. They're Trumpified, you know, whatever. They're just not. That whole piece has always been a little bit of a problem. And I know it firsthand from back in the days when I was RNC chairman. But, you know, there was something there about, you know, George Bush 41's, you know, 1,000 points of light and George Bush 43's compassionate conservatism, no child left behind. Sort of, you can argue over the programmatic aspects of it, right? You may not have wanted to do No Child Left Behind the way it was, but the idea, the concept that we leave no child behind in the education of our children is a very important one. Just like right now, the idea that we do not leave our fellow Americans behind in the midst of a pandemic, that we find the wherewithal to provide them the resources to hold on so that when the recovery comes, they are a part of it. They don't get lost in it. And so you've heard me say this before. You know, one of my, you know, Jack Kemp was a friend and mentor of mine. And Jack always talked about a rising tide lifting boats and lifting boats. And I remember one of the last conversations I had with him. We did an event together, and he gave his typical stump speech about that. And I looked at him and we were leaving. I said, you know, I agree with that so much, but you know what I realized? You got to have a boat first. And that's the rest of the story, I think, that oftentimes gets lost. We always talk about when the, you know, recovery, progress, and, you know, all this other stuff, but we never account for the people we leave behind in that. And I think COVID forces us now to recognize that reality and that truth. That recovery is great and we want everyone to participate, but in the end, we really don't, because we only gave you $600.
That's, you know, that is unbelievably important truth. You know, I mean, even the recovery that we've had, we call it the K-shape, because the rich people started going up and the poor people started going down. I don't even know if we have a K-shape recovery at this point, but the fact of the matter is, you just said it all. We always talk like this is what we want to do, but we don't, and we won't.
We don't. No.
And we won't.
No. And that's why I tell my fellow Americans, to start electing leadership that won't leave you behind. That's it. It's not complicated, you know, and if that means you run, then you run. But if you want this system to change, and my son and I have this ongoing debate, about, you know, his attitude is the system will never change. It will always revert to what it is. And my approach is, no, the system will change because it has changed. Because if it didn't, you and I wouldn't be living in this house. You and I would not. We'd be living in somebody else's house working their fields. Okay.
Right.
So the system can change. But the question is, how do you create that change? And it starts by being honest about what needs to change.
So in the short time that we have left, what happens to the Michael Steele brand of Republicanism?
Well, we're like a good Motel 6. You know, we leave the front porch light on and just to let people know we're still here. Look, I learned when I was RNC chairman, the best thing I could do as chairman is be an irritant. Because the system does not like that. And you saw many times how the system responded to the irritation that
sure.
I was.
Sure.
And that's okay. I'm good with that. I'm fine with that. I don't mind the ugliness of people to this day saying, oh, you were a failed chairman. Fine, whatever. That makes you feel good. I sleep well at night because I know what I did, right? I know what I tried to do. As also,
I don't think Nancy Pelosi would. I don't think Nancy Pelosi would say you were a failed chairman.
Yeah, no, I don't think she would either. But you know, but that's it, Rick. I mean, you've got to be able to, confront those truths in a way, and sort of try your best to move the needle. So that's what you know, guys and gals like me. I hate seeing some of my close friends. Good friends leave the party, and I get their frustration. They look at this and they go, wait a minute, what the hell am I going to stay around with a party that can't even recognize that we need to feed people, we need to provide them resources, and then of course on top of all of that, on top of the harm from COVID-19, we're undermining the very Constitution of the United States by propping up a wannabe dictator. And so I get that. My thing is, I'd just rather be the irritant. I'd rather be the irritant to remind folks
we gotta leave it. I'm just going to say in closing that being an irritant is fine. I am mindful of the fact that the governorship of Maryland will be opening up in a couple of years. And I'd like to see you be more than just an irritant. On that note, we're going to leave it there. Michael Steele, former chairman of the RNC, former Maryland lieutenant governor, I hope future lieutenant governor, MSNBC analyst, and of course, the host of the Michael Steele podcast. Michael, this time always goes by way too quick. Thanks so much, and have a very happy new year to you and the rest of the Steele family.
Happy new year to you and your family, Rick, and your audience. God bless and happy new year. 2021 will be a sight better.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Heck, give us 2 5-star reviews. I love it. Or catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get that podcast thing on. You know how that goes. Peace out.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I created the Sportsmanship Foundation to promote and educate parents and athletes about the role of good sportsmanship in our development. Learn more at winnersunlimited.com. That's winnersunlimited.com.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to lostgolfballs.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands, in stock, 50% off retail. lostgolfballs.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.